expressions of gratitude. I want to especially thank Answers in Genesis speaker and writer Avery Foley for her work in the initial editing of these daily readings, and the staff at Master Books for working so hard to get this publication produced in record time. I also want to extend my gratitude to everyone who contributed to these articles in various ways over the past 50 years. January 1, John chapter 3, verse 19. Why are we seeing intolerance and hate exhibited increasingly against Christians? In recent times, we've experienced increased accusations against Christians that they are intolerant, use hate speech, and are unloving. This occurs particularly regarding issues surrounding the LGBTQ worldview involving gender issues, gay marriage, abortion, etc. But what is really going on? Consider these verses before we analyze what is happening in our culture. For behold, your enemies make an uproar. Those who hate you have raised their heads. Psalm chapter 83, verse 2. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. We live in a time where we've seen a dramatic change in the dominant worldview in our culture. In the past, the Judeo-Christian ethic permeated the culture as a result of how the nation started. Certainly, not all the founding fathers of America were Christians, but nonetheless, they by and large adopted a worldview based on the Bible. Even most non-Christians in generations past adopted a Christianized worldview, believing marriage was between a man and a woman. Abortion was murder and wrong, and there were only two genders of humans, for examples. But as each generation became more indoctrinated in atheistic evolutionary humanism that permeated the public school system, and as many church leaders gave up the history in Genesis chapters 1 through 11 and adopted evolutionary ideas, the younger generations basically abandoned the Bible as a foundation for their worldview. Many became more consistent with the foundation that man determines truth and built the worldview of moral relativism that now permeates the culture. In a culture where moral relativism is the dominant worldview, this clashes with the worldview based on the absolutes founded in the Word of God. This is similar to what we read in Judges chapter 21, verse 25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. When there was no king to tell them what to do, everyone did what was right in their own eyes. In other words, when there's no absolute authority, anything goes. However, when anything goes, there is something that doesn't, and that is the absolutes of Christianity. This is the clash we now see in our culture. Two worldviews in conflict. Moral relativism conflicts with the absolutes of Christianity. But, because moral relativism is now the dominant worldview, those holding to the absolutes of Christianity are considered the enemy. Let me explain. I've spoken with people holding the LGBTQ worldview who accuse Christians of being intolerant and filled with hate speech. They claim all they want is freedom for their views and that Christians are intolerant of them, as they don't want them to have such freedom. Actually, I would claim from all we've seen in recent times that ultimately many of those with the LGBTQ worldview just don't want freedom for their views. They want total compliance and acceptance of their views by everyone. And those who don't comply and accept are then persecuted. But regardless of that, I've had the following types of conversations with them. I'll use KH for my statements and LGBTQ for the statements of the person I was talking to. The conversation went something like this. LGBTQ. We allow all views on marriage and gender. We only want freedom for all views, whereas you Christians are intolerant of this. KH. But you don't allow all views on these issues. LGBTQ. Yes, we do. But you won't tolerate people allowing all views, and you speak with hate against us. KH. But you are not allowing my view, which is built on God's word, that there's only one marriage, a man and a woman, and that there are only two genders, male and female, all based on God's word. LGBTQ. But now you are intolerant of our views, as you are only holding to those views based on the Bible, and that's hate speech. KH. But you're not tolerant of my view, which states there is only one view, the view based on God's word,